Previously, on the Chronicles of Oz.
Sometimes your whole world can change in the space of a minute, a second, a moment.
It's a twister heading our way, and fast.
Goodness, what else is happening? What was that?
Quick, run, run!
Kill them all, avenge our queen.
The Witch of the East. She's been assassinated.
I am the Good Witch of the North.
Witches are real.
They are in Oz.
These slippers were the witch's most prized possessions. The source of her power, they say.
I'm not wearing a dead woman's shoes. I don't care what color they are.
They will protect you on your journey.
The Emerald City. That's where you need to go if you have any hope of returning home.
Why? What's there?
The Great Oz himself.
The wonderful wizard.
You can't fool me, Glenda. You're playing a bigger game, and Dorothy is your pawn.
She's more than that, Lacaster. More than even she knows.
Give me the slippers, or the munchkin die.
I'm supposed to talk. I'm a person. You're a scarecrow.
And scarecrows aren't supposed to talk.
Not where I come from.
I have to go to the Emerald City and see the Wizard of Oz. Apparently, he's the only one who can send me back home.
Dorothy, do you think you might be able to give me a brain?
It's a musical statue!
Make a statue out of tin.
Call me the Tin Woodman, I guess. I want to ask the wizard for a heart.
A lion?! I'm gonna rip his balls off!
Please let me come with you. I won't hurt anyone, I promise. My life is simply unbearable without a bit of courage. Please!
But I am not traveling with a creature that could rip us apart.
It's a collider! Hey, don't run off without me!
He's stuck on the pole! He's stuck in the middle of the river holding on to the pole!
Help me! Help me!
Hands in the air, all of you.
What?
You heard me. Get them up.
Oh, no!
Munchkinland has descended into anarchy. The wizard will not permit this chaos to spread into his city.
He's too late. It has.
It's the poppies. When you get so many blooming at once, they put you to sleep.
I am Queen Ramina, monarch of mice.
Monarch? As in queen of all the mouses?
And I am forever in your debt, man.
It's the Emerald City! Scarecrow, Tin Woodman, look, we made it!
Exactly where you are. Put your hands up and do not move. You are under arrest by order of the Wizard of Oz.
This will go a lot better for you if you cooperate.
I am cooperating, you're just not listening to me.
Looks like your wish is coming true. You're off to see the wizard. He's requested an audience.
I am Oz, the great and terrible.
What do I have to do?
Kill the wicked witch.
She's coming, you know.
Of course I know.
Do you make her feel welcome?
Oh, I will.
Put me down!
I'm so pleased you managed to fit a trip to Winkyland into your itinerary.
Dorothy!
She killed our friends!
Are you going to be boring, Dorothy?
Which means I have little choice.
To do what?
To take the silver slippers by force! Stop!
Nobody hurts my dog!
You've killed the wicked witch of the West! You've saved us all!
I guess I have.
A dragon! Quox is a wild dragon! And he's going to destroy us all! That's the golden cap. It summons the winged monkeys.
Oh no!
This is the first of three times you have summoned the winged monkeys. What is it you command of us?
Hello, Dorothy! Miss me?
Jesus Christ!
You're renaming me! Cool!
Scarecrow! Tin Woodman!
Careful now, this breastplate was only just popped.
Can't believe it, you're both back, and you're both here, and... Take us to see the wizard.
Right away.
I will need to consider this, carefully!
Can everyone else see that weird little man with the microphone trying to hide behind the screen?
I'm really sorry.
Sorry? You're a humbug.
Shh. You have to promise me. Promise me you won't tell anyone.
Why should we?
You've been lying to the people of Oz for so long. Don't they deserve to know the truth?
I'll give you your brain, Scarecrow. I'll give you a heart. I'll give you some courage. And I'll even send you home if I can. Just please, don't let them know what I am.
Wonderful or worthless? That's what the Emerald citizens are asking of the Wizards today after a surprising revelation from deep in the Wizard's inner circle.
Why not ask the Wizard to prove he's not a fake?
Shut up.
Get him to do something wonderful, that will fix it.
Someone get him out of here. Lock him in a cupboard.
I think he might be right.
You promised me that if I helped you, you'd keep less quiet, and now they all know.
No, don't get out of there and face your people.
I can't. I'm sorry.
You can and you will.
I'm sorry. I really am. But I can't stay here. I just can't.
Oh, don't you even think about dumping this on us. What are we supposed to tell your people?
Whatever you like.
Don't you float away while I'm yelling at you. Get back down here right now.
Goodbye, Dorothy. I hope you find your way back to Kansas.
us.
I'm gonna kill him. If I ever see that man again, I am going to kill him. As long as the Emerald Citizens don't kill us first. Crossover Adventure Productions presents The Chronicles of Oz. The Wonderful Wizard of Oz, Episode 6.
Great Oz, the people are coming. We need you.
The wizard?
Gone. Little bastard in a runner in a balloon. He'll be sailing way across the skies and away from responsibility as we speak.
Great.
That explains why the crowd outside sounds worse than it did before.
Crowd?
They must have seen his balloon take off. Now they've all got questions.
Questions they're gonna ask us.
Questions we can't really answer. I mean, how do you tell people, oh, oops, sorry, your great ruler isn't as wonderful as you thought. He's really a big phony, and rather than tell you all himself, he's decided to run away and let these nobodies pass it on instead. Nobodies who, by the way, just killed two other significant people of government in your country, and it's gonna look darn suspicious that the wizard disappeared just as you showed up.
You've put a lot of thought into this.
It's a long staircase.
I think we should tell them.
What?
The people have to know eventually. Let's make it now rather than later.
Scarecrow, I don't know if you've realized, but they're going to blame us.
They'll think we melted him or dropped a house on him.
They'll want a scapegoat. They're going to be scared. Too much change at once isn't good.
Then we'll have to reassure them. Isn't that exactly why I got this brain in the first place? To use it for things like this?
But it's just stuffing.
So is the rest of me. I'm going out there.
Scarecrow, wait.
And you're coming with me, Dorothy.
I am.
I'll need your help. Tin Woodman, open the door. I'm going to address the people.
Okay. It was nice knowing you.
Where's the wizard?
We saw the balloon. Has he really... Was that him?
He was a fake, wasn't he? I knew it.
See, Dorothy, they already know. This'll be easy.
Where is he? I have to see the wizard.
The Wizard of Oz has gone. Flown away. Looks like you're stuck with us now.
This is your fault, Faramund.
I didn't make the wizard run away.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Quiet! It doesn't matter whose fault it is. The fact is, he's gone. Gone forever, and someone needs to tell everyone.
Who? Who's going to tell them?
People of the Emerald City, you probably don't know who I am, so perhaps I should introduce myself. My name is a Scarecrow, and I understand you have a few questions. I hope I can answer them. I'm afraid I have some grave news. The wonderful Wizard of Oz, the ruler of the City of Emeralds for so long, has abandoned you. He was in that balloon you all saw float away from the palace a few moments ago. He asked me to pass on his gratitude to you for being such good subjects all these years, and he hoped that you would all find peace, love, other happy things. Now I ask you, please do not panic. Yes, the wizard is gone, but this is a great opportunity for the Emerald City to flourish under your own leadership. You don't need a wizard to protect you. To be honest, he wasn't really protecting you anyway. The truth is, as I believe most of you have heard by now, the wizard was a humbug. He was a fake. He had no real power or ability and has engaged the people of Oz in a massive deception for over 20 years.
Scarecrow, I think you need to change tactics.
But listen to this. The wizard was irrelevant. You don't need a wonderful wizard to give you what you need. What he offered, you had in yourselves all along. You were the ones keeping the wicked witches away from your city, not the wizard. The wizard couldn't stop a butterfly if he tried. You did it yourselves, and you can keep on doing it. I would like to introduce you to the girl sitting beside me. Her name is Dorothy Gale, and she is both my first and my best friend in the world. She has shown me so many things that I thought were impossible are indeed possible. She's just an ordinary girl with no extraordinary powers of any kind. Yet in the short time she's been in Oz, she has freed both the Munchkins and the Winkies from their wicked enslavement. People of the Emerald City, I put it to you, has she not freed you from your own enslavement? You are free now to select your own ruler. Not a mysterious, unseen wizard who wasn't doing anything for you anyway, but someone who will be good for Oz.
I have never been more amazed at the Scarecrow than I was at that moment. So, despite yet another radical change in leadership for another region of Oz, calm returned to the Emerald City. Though the future was still uncertain, the Scarecrow had reassured them. Order had been restored.
It was a good speech.
Very eloquent.
That Scarecrow has a natural talent for leadership. Just saying.
Was more inspiring in 5 minutes than the wizard has been in 20 years.
Stop it, both of you.
We need to talk about what happens next.
Who knows?
The wizard's gone, Ombi. Forever.
Why haven't we locked you up yet?
Because I was right.
And because we're going to need his help to get through this.
Get through this? Idiots, there's no getting through this.
Ombi.
The wonderful Wizard of Oz. Turns out he's not wonderful. He's not a wizard. He's probably not even called Oz.
Well, according to...
And now he's flown away and we're all supposed to, what, rule ourselves? Have an election? Do you know how long it's been since Oz had an election? Before the wizard, there was the royal family, and unless you're suggesting we go search for long-lost Ozma...
We can figure this out, Ombi.
How? Seriously, how? How could you get anyone to lead us after... I trusted him. We all trusted him. He was great and terrible, and he protected us, and he's... How could we miss it? And how can I even think about picking up these pieces? I just can't do it.
You can. We can. You're not on your own, Ombi. You have me. You have Faramant. We're the guardians of the throne, the gates, and the people. Nowhere in that job description does it say anything about a wizard. We'll protect the Emerald City. We'll lead it. Together.
Thank you, Jelaya.
And first thing I think we should do is talk to that Scarecrow. The people seem to love him right now. We need to capitalize on that.
Everyone was happy again. Except for me. For me, the reality had set in. I wasn't going to get home. Ever. I'd taken to sitting alone with Toto in the throne room. Nobody else was using it. I spoke to nobody but Toto and shut myself away. Again. Which began to worry my friends.
She's still in there?
Yep. Poor girl. Can you imagine how she must be feeling?
Her last hope for getting home, and it was a phony. She'd feel terrible.
More than terrible, I'd say.
But at least she doesn't feel guilty.
Hmm?
It's just that... When I heard the wizard had flown away without getting Dorothy back home, I almost felt happy. It's wrong, I know, but I didn't want Dorothy to leave. I think I'd miss her.
I didn't think you two got on.
We don't. But if she left and I hadn't... I don't know, made things right... Or perhaps now we'll have a chance to be better friends.
She's not happy here, though.
Why can't she be? From what she said about Kansas, it's bleak, colourless, boring, and not fun. Why wouldn't Oz be a better place to live?
Yeah, with all the wicked witches, colliders, fake wizards, and deadly poppy fields. I can't imagine why she wants to leave.
I guess...
And why are you two loitering around my throne room?
What do you mean, your throne room? Who died and made you wizard?
Well, nobody yet. But I've been off talking and listening. Do you know how many people think that I should take over as the ruler of the Emerald City? The people out there really like me.
Yes, well, I'm glad you're topping the polls, your royal Ozness. But instead of talking to the people, perhaps you should talk to your friends? Dorothy's upset.
She's locked herself in the throne room.
Good. I want to talk to her. I just had a brilliant idea. Open the doors, please.
Oh, at once, Your Majesty.
Yoo-hoo, Dorothy!
What do you want?
I've got something to tell you.
Yeah, probably to tell you to get off his shiny throne.
What?
Ignore them. I've got an idea.
Uh-oh.
Shut up. I know how to get you back to Kansas. Call the winged monkeys.
Not them again.
Scarecrow, even before the wizard gave you those brains, you've come up with some stupid thoughts. But that one has to be the most insane, ridiculous, stupid, moronic of them all. It just might work. Where's that hat?
Scarecrow, are you serious?
Totally. The winged monkeys can carry her across the deadly desert right back to her home. It's a great idea, right?
I still don't trust those monkeys.
Neither do I.
They brought us to the Emerald City without any problems, didn't they?
Yeah. And the time before that, they killed us.
Ha, found it. Epe pepe kake, hello hollo hello, zizzy zuzzy sick.
You have summoned us for the third and final time. What do you command?
I want you to take me home to Kansas, please.
This we cannot do.
Excuse me, I just gave you a command.
We cannot take you beyond the boundaries of Oz. That is our law.
Please, can't you try? This is the last chance.
It is forbidden. Do not ask us this again. You still have one final command of the winged monkeys. We bid you farewell.
Wait a minute, that's not fair! Come back! Get back here! Nobody disappears on me and gets away with it. I'll summon them back. Epe, Pepe...
Maybe think about what you're doing before you summon them back to yell at them and they decide not to give you your final wish after all.
But he... Fine.
Well, that was disappointing. I was certain that one would work. Maybe this brain's faulty. I wonder if I've got a guarantee.
Good luck trying to claim that one.
Well, now what? That was my last chance. Let's face it, I'm stuck in Oz forever. I'll never see Kansas again.
Would that be so bad?
What?
What he means is, Oz isn't such a bad place to be stuck in. You might not have your aunt and uncle, but you'd have us.
Look, I know you're trying to help, but this isn't my home. It's not where I grew up. It's not where my family is. Oz is colorful and beautiful when it's not dangerous and scary, but it's not home.
Excuse me, I couldn't help overhearing.
Who's there?
Oh, it's just me. I don't know if you remember, my name's Faramant. I'm the guardian of the gates.
What do you want?
Well, it's about your situation. Have you thought about asking Glinda for help?
Glinda?
The Witch of the South.
Now there's an idea.
Of course! Why didn't I think of that?
Because you're an idiot.
I don't know. I've had enough of meeting supposedly powerful beings who can't help me.
There's nothing supposed about Glinda's powers.
I've heard that before.
She rules over the Quadlings in the south in a castle that backs onto the deadly desert. She might know a way to cross it.
She's a good witch, then?
I've never heard anyone say a bad thing about her.
That's what they said about the wizard until a few days ago.
It's worth looking into, surely.
Worst case scenario, she doesn't know, and you're no worse off than you are now.
That sounds familiar. Well, I guess it couldn't hurt. I'll go and see if this Glinda can help me.
That's the spirit. I'll get my oil can filled up. Lion, if you could get some provisions for the trip.
I'll see what food we can get from the palace kitchens.
The day's still young. If we leave now, we might even get there before nightfall.
Wait, you're all coming?
Of course we are.
Couldn't let you go alone, wouldn't be right.
But you don't have to do that. You've all got lives to get back to now you've got what you wanted.
You haven't got what you wanted yet. That was the deal. We all go to the wizard and get our heart's desires. You haven't gone home, so we're not done yet.
And you saved us all from the Wicked Witch. We owe it to you.
And we're your friends. How can we abandon you?
Guys. Right, well, let's get started then. We're actually doing this. Another journey through Oz.
Are you still there?
I'm here.
So you heard. I told them what you asked me to.
You did very well.
And you were right about what you said I'd hear at the throne room door. And I told everyone like you said to. But I have to ask.
Why I didn't appear to Dorothy myself and help her? Because she still has much to learn.
Like what?
They don't know it yet. But those four individuals will be the greatest team Oz has ever encountered in its long history. But first, they have to know it. And one last journey through the wilds of Oz will show them how well they work together.
What if they don't make it?
Oh, Faramant, after what you've seen of Dorothy and her friends thus far, do you doubt anything could stop them getting where they want to go?
Oh, look, another forest.
How novel.
We are heading south, right?
Yep, this is a completely different dark and scary forest in the wilderness of Oz.
I'm telling you, if we come across a yellow brick road at my old farmhouse because we've gone in the wrong direction, I will not be happy.
At least if that happens, we know how to get back to where we started. Been there, done that.
Another 3-day walk back. Oh joy.
I wouldn't mind. I like being out of the city. Concrete walls and floors aren't really what a wild lion like myself can... Ah!
What?
Something touched me.
It's a branch.
No, it wasn't. Something scraped across my back.
Yes, a branch.
What happened to all that courage you were supposed to have?
I sobered up.
Keep away!
Did you just hear what I heard?
I think we imagined it.
Yeah, we imagined it. In one of those weird collective imaginations where all four of us imagine the same thing at once.
All five of us. Toto heard it too.
Okay. Either we all go back to the Emerald City.
Don't be a scaredy cat. This place is perfectly safe. See? I'll walk in front and show you all the data.
In one swift motion, the branch of a nearby tree curved inwards, grabbed the Scarecrow in its twig-like fingers, and flung him back across the forest.
Keep away! Visitors are not welcome.
Not welcome.
Not welcome.
What? Glinda doesn't like having visitors?
We're not near Glinda's place yet. This is something different. Scarecrow, are you all right?
I'm fine. I'm fine. What a rude tree. Yeah, you heard me. Rude!
Yeah, go on, antagonize the killer trees. That's smart. So what do we do now? Go around?
That'll take too long. Never mind. This is why Lurleen invented axes.
Careful, Tin Woodman. They're strong.
Keep away! Keep away!
Keep away!
I don't think so. Okay, get through the gap. Quickly!
You first.
Oh, you wimps. Out of my way.
Help! Help, it's got me! It's got me again! Help!
Just a
second,
I'll get you free. Ah! Did anyone see where he went?
Up into the air.
And over that giant China wall.
Why is there a great wall of China in the middle of the forest?
Ow! I think I broke something. I broke this thing, this little building. I broke a building, cool!
Oi, you big oaf. Look what you've done to my church, you big, giant, church-wrecking person.
Oh, aren't you cute? A tiny little vicar made out of china.
You've broken the roof right off it. It'll take ages to fix that.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to break it. It's just that the fighting trees threw me and I... Hang on.
As the Scarecrow looked around him, he could see that the town he had landed in was made of china. Dainty china like you have in fine tea sets. Every building, every tree, every person.
Oi! Pay attention to me when I'm yelling at you!
Sorry, I didn't mean to break your church. I really didn't. It can't be that hard to fix. Let me look at it. A drop of glue should...
Ow! My leg! You scared the cow and the cow broke my leg!
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to...
But you didn't mean to break my church.
It's not my fault you're all so fragile. I'm just a poor scarecrow, you know. I'm just trying not to hurt anyone. You don't have to form a mob or anything. That was a poor little china puppy.
Get him!
Whoa, this is just a misunderstanding. You're all so breakable. Dorothy! Dorothy, Tim Woodman, help!
While the Scarecrow was running for his life from the angry little china people, the rest of us had managed to find a way to scale the wall. Peering over the edge, even we couldn't quite believe what we were seeing.
I think that has to be a record. Quickest ever pissing off people after arriving in a town.
Tell that to the Wicked Witch of the East.
We're going to have to go down there and save him, aren't we?
What?
Look over there.
Oh, great.
They're not trying to build a bonfire, surely. They're going to burn him at the stake.
Good luck burning china.
Really? I don't think it's a good idea to sacrifice me or whatever it is you're doing.
For the inexcusable crimes of damaging a holy building, maiming an innocent milkmaid, and the murder of one of the Queen's prize-winning corgis, we find the prisoner guilty, and his sentence of execution by fire will be carried out immediately.
Fire? No, please, no. You're making a big mistake. I didn't mean to break your little town. It could happen to anyone. No. Put that fire out, please. If there's one thing in the world scarier than a wicked witch, it's a lighted match. Please, straw is so easily burnt. Stop, please. Help me, someone.
We're coming, Scarecrow.
Dorothy, Lion, Tin Woodman, quickly untie me.
Stop them. They must not get away. They must face against the justice of the dainty China country!
This way! We'll climb out the other side!
Run, Scarecrow!
I'm coming!
Quickly! Climb the wall, I'll help
you! They're getting away! Stop them!
Bye-bye, China people!
Just get over the wall already!
Stop them! Stop them! Stop them!
Of all our adventures in Oz, that was, well, unique. Anyway, we were back in the forest, pushing past trees, starting to feel nostalgic for the days when we actually had a road to follow. It may have had huge chasms and went under rivers in places, but at least it was brick. The paths through Quadling Country were dirt at best, and only if you were lucky. And as the sun disappeared behind the trees and it got darker and darker, well, it wasn't long before we stopped making progress and began tripping over things.
Dorothy, if I fall over this dog one more time...
Here, boy, come here. Let me carry you for a while. Attaboy, just you ignore that big bad tin woodman.
How long does this forest go on, do you think?
No idea. I thought we'd be through it by now.
We're probably going around in circles. Not hard for us to do in this light.
Perhaps it's time we set up camp.
I'm not sure this place is very safe.
Well, it's either that or keep stumbling through the undergrowth all night.
I don't like the sound of either choice, to be honest.
Me neither.
Well, I'm open to suggestions.
How about we...
How can someone laughing sound so scary?
Perhaps we should investigate?
Perhaps we shouldn't.
Well, you never know. It may be friendly laughter, and we're so freaked out by this forest that we're just... Yeah, okay, that wasn't funny laughing.
We have to help them.
Absolutely.
We raced through the forest towards the screams, and before long we came upon a clearing. There were dozens of animals of all kinds. Tigers, elephants, bears, wolves, and many more too numerous to name. It was like walking into the Topeka Zoo if they'd taken down the walls and opened the cages. The place was in chaos. So many animals were wounded with their fellow beasts attending to them. The others were just scared. They all needed help. Nearest to me was a small tiger with a torn arm. I was no vet, but I knew some first aid, and I hoped that counted for something.
Easy, easy. Just want to help. Here, let me look at your paw. My name's Dorothy.
What happened here?
Hammerheads. They're on the move again, spreading deeper and deeper into the forest.
Hammerheads. Fantastic.
You know them?
Heard stories. Creatures with no arms, stumpy legs, but big heads that crush people. Right?
Yeah. They usually stay on the plains to the south, but recently they've been on the move. Today they attacked the forest. We all had to escape.
That's how you got injured? The hammerheads hurt you?
We're the lucky ones. There's so many that just didn't get out of their path. But we'll be fine now. Now that you're here, Your Majesty.
Huh? Oh, I'm not.
I meant... No!
Sorry, I'm being as gentle as I can. You need a bandage.
Oh dear, you can't be talking about me, surely.
You're a lion, aren't you? The king of beasts.
Only technically.
Then we are saved. You can defeat the hammerheads for us.
That's ridiculous. You can't just say he's a king because he's a lion. That's like saying Dorothy's queen because she's a girl.
Animal royalty works differently, Tin Woodman. You wouldn't understand.
You have to defeat them before they kill us all.
Okay.
What?
Okay. Did he just say okay?
Lion, what are you saying?
I'll help you. I'm a lion, king of beasts. It's my duty.
But you can't. You can see what these hammerheads are doing to the animals. It'll be suicide.
The wizard gave me courage, remember? I think it's time I used it. Tell me how to find these monsters.
I think they found you.
Oh no, they found us. They found us.
And there they were, the hammerheads in all their glory. Up close, they were quite short and stumpy with no arms to speak of. But they had big heads with flat tops that sprang up on very long necks, causing damage wherever they landed. They burst through the trees, dropping limbs and debris onto the wounded animals. And that laugh, that screeching, horrible laugh they made as they did it. I think I'll never forget it.
We have to get everyone away from here.
It's too late. They've got us surrounded.
Crap.
You're not still going to fight them, are you?
I have to. Look after everyone.
Lion, come back. It's impossible.
You'll be squished. And you're not made of straw. You won't bounce back. There goes one brave, cowardly lion.
There'll be one very flat, cowardly lion before long. Look out. Here comes another one. That's it. I'm getting in on this. Let's see how you like the feel of this axe.
They're going to destroy everyone. All these wounded animals who can't protect themselves. We have to do something.
I agree, but what? These hammerheads are too powerful.
I know, but we can't.
Dorothy, look out!
Whoa! That was close.
We're never going to win this. There's too many of them. And they're too big.
They're too a lot of things, but try telling the lion that.
Look out! Here comes another head!
Gonna kill everyone here, us included. This is insane!
More insane than going up against a wicked witch?
At least we had a chance with her once she'd abandoned the... God, that's it, the golden cap!
Summoning the winged monkeys again, are you sure?
Well, what have we got to lose? Give me a sec to put it on.
The lion won't let you fight them on his behalf. He won't let them rescue him either.
I know, that's not what I'll ask them. Edit happy khaki, hello, hello, hello. Zizzy doesn't sick.
You have called us for the third and final time. What is your...
How many monkeys do you have under your command?
We have many in a legion. Do you wish the winged monkeys to do battle?
No, I want you to rescue these animals. Most of them are wounded and the hammerheads have us surrounded. If they stay here, they'll die.
This we can do. However...
Yes?
Rescuing the wounded will fulfill your final command. We will not be permitted to rescue you as well.
I know, I thought as much. But we can look after ourselves, these animals can't. Will you do it?
Please.
This is your command. The winged monkeys will obey.
They went to work. While the lion and the Tin Woodman continued to keep the attention of most of the hammerheads, the winged monkeys swooped in between their thrusting necks to the wounded animals scattered about the clearing. Quickly and smoothly, they picked them up and whisked them into the sky. Within minutes, the clearing was empty, with the exception of the five of us and the dozen or so hammerheads bearing down upon us. I made my way across to the lion, who was getting weary from his battle.
Dorothy, what happened to the animals?
The winged monkeys. I asked them to help.
I can't leave. I have to.
Relax. That was my last wish. They can't help us. We're stuck.
You should have left with them.
Not a chance. I'm going to help you.
Why?
Because that's what friends do, you dolt.
Even if it means your certain death? Because I have to say, these hammerheads are tougher than they look.
You're not kidding, but hey, I'm still here. Still helping you out where I can. Even if it means they...
Tin Woodman!
They're too strong. We can't defeat them, Lion. They're going to crush us.
We have to keep fighting, Tin Woodman.
Hey, wait for me! They're after me!
Scarecrow, over here, quickly!
All the animals are gone. It's just us left.
Not for much longer.
I told you all to get away from them while you can. I'll hold them off.
Not a chance.
Ain't going to happen.
We're all going to get squished. We'll be squished together. Toto too.
You're all crazy. You know that, right? Insane.
Better insane than on your own, right?
Look out, everyone. They're coming in for their next attack.
That was weird.
Are we dead?
If we are, then it was a lot less painful than the last time.
And I didn't think heaven was so royal-like.
What happened to the hammerheads?
I guess they're still in the forest.
Right. What happened to the forest?
I think it turned into a palace?
You are in the Palace of Glinda, at the southernmost edge of the Quadling Country. There's no need to be afraid, Scarecrow. You are quite welcome here. You would not have been rescued from the brink of death if you were not.
You know who he is?
I know you all. The Scarecrow, the Tin Woodman, the Lion, and Dorothy Gale with her dog Toto. Welcome to my palace. My name is Glinda.
The Witch of the South.
Some people call me that. I prefer sorceress personally. It has a touch more elegance.
Then you're the person I've been looking for.
Yes, I know. I've been following your adventures for some time now, and I must say I'm so glad to meet you all in person at long last. I finally have the chance to offer you my congratulations and my gratitude.
Huh?
What you have done for Oz has been nothing short of amazing. The evil empires have been toppled, the board swept clean. Oz owes you a debt, Dorothy.
Don't understand.
Were you not responsible for the destruction of the two wicked witches and the removal of the humbug wizard from the Emerald City?
Yes, but not on purpose.
That's the beauty of what you've done. Your lack of ill intention. Had you deliberately traveled through Oz, overthrowing our rulers, then I would have been less inclined to allow you entry to my palace. You may not have planned to improve the lives of the Ozian people, but that's exactly what you've achieved. The Munchkins, the Winkies, and the Emerald Citizens can now move forward with new, better rulers who will work with their people and not try to control them. On behalf of Oz, I thank you.
You're welcome?
Just a minute. You said you've been watching us, right?
Through every step on the yellow brick road, past every poppy and every emerald.
Then you must have seen the stuff we've been going through. Colliders and winged monkeys and crazy China people. Why did you wait until now to rescue us?
We sure could have used your help back in Winkyland when the winged monkeys were ripping us apart.
Or when we were trapped on a raft in the Munchkin River.
Those trials were completely within your ability to resolve. I had no need to interfere. Besides, it was important that I not be seen to be involved in your journey. Of course, I helped where I could. You may recall a convenient bucket of water was left for you. But it was only after you chose to sacrifice yourselves in the place of those weaker than you that I felt it was time I could act directly. It is clear to me now. It is the destiny of all four of you to lead Oz into a great and golden future.
Really?
Look, Your Highness.
Call me Glinda, please.
Glinda, this is all flattering, but I don't really want to lead Oz anywhere. All I've wanted right from the start is to go home to my Aunt Em and Uncle Henry. I didn't want to kill witches and chase out wizards. All that just happened. If it's good for Oz, that's fantastic. I'm happy for you. But I still just want to go home.
That is a shame.
I'm sorry.
I foresee a great future for you here. A princess of the realm of Oz, bringing joy and laughter to every Ozian, helping its rulers maintain peace and happiness.
Wow.
Can't really turn that down now, can you, Dorothy?
Watch me. It does sound wonderful, Glinda, but my mind is made up. I have to go home. If you can help me, then please let me know, but if you can't, then say so, and I'll waste no more of your time.
Of course. I would be very happy to show you how to get home, Dorothy. But first, I require something from you.
Well, here we go again.
I ask only for the golden cap that commands the winged monkeys.
Oh. Oh, is that all? Yes, fine, absolutely, take it. It's useless to me now anyway, I've used up its three wishes.
Indeed. However, I think I shall need the winged monkeys exactly three times. As I said before, I foresee great futures for all of you in Oz. Scarecrow, whether you realize it or not, you have one of the sharpest, brightest, and wisest brains in Oz. My first command of the winged monkeys after Dorothy has returned home will be to return you to the Emerald City. Once there, you will fill the void left by the Wizard of Oz and rule the Emerald City as their king.
What? Me? King of the Emerald City?
Oh, don't act like this is a surprise.
The Emerald citizens already respect you for your wisdom and knowledge. With my support, they will happily accept you as their sovereign. I'm certain you are up to the challenge.
Well, I don't know. I haven't had much experience ruling.
Few rulers have. But I feel you will be a wonderful ruler.
Am I really wonderful?
You are unusual. Tin Woodman, I would like for the winged monkeys to return you to Winkyland and ensure the Winkies do not succumb to the same fate as the Munchkins. The Winkies are no doubt still grateful for their freedom, but after so long under the Wicked Witch of the West's thrall, they need someone to guide them and show them how to think for themselves once more. In the wild and desolate wastelands of the West, I can think of nobody more likely to thrive than a man made of metal.
I never thought that...
Now, as for the lion...
Don't tell me. You want me to take over Munchkinland? They are the only ones left without a rule.
Munchkinland is no longer safe for any of us. Various factions are still fighting for power as we speak, and it will be some time before their revolution is over. No, lion, I thought it best if my final command to the winged monkeys was to take you to the animals you recently rescued from the Hammerheads. As you know, their numbers have been decimated, and those that remain are injured. They need someone with the courage to protect them and ensure they are safe.
That's what I would have asked you for. Thank you.
And upon their final return, I will then give the golden cap to the winged monkeys themselves, so that they will be free once more. I think they have repaid their debt.
That's wonderful. It's great. It really is. But this doesn't tell me how I'm supposed to get home.
Dorothy, you have had the power to go home all the time. Had you known, you would have been able to return the very morning you first arrived in Oz.
What?
The silver slippers you wear on your feet contain the answer.
So you want me to start walking?
You're aware that they contain a great power, but few know the true extent of their magic. The Witch of the West knew. That's why she wanted them. The wizard feared them so much he fled. They have many wonderful powers, including the ability to carry you to any place in the world in only 3 steps, and each step would be made in the wink of an eye. All you have to do is click your heels together 3 times and command the shoes to carry you wherever you want to go.
You're kidding.
Absolutely not.
I've had the power to go home all this time. Why didn't you tell me sooner?
Because if you had left as soon as you arrived, Oz would have been the worse for it.
I'd still be on my pole.
I'd still be rusted solid in the forest.
I'd have been a coward forever.
That's true, I guess. So when can I go home?
Anytime you wish. Unless you would like to reconsider staying.
No. No, we'd better leave as soon as possible. The sooner Aunt Em and Uncle Henry know I'm alive, the better.
Right now? Really? But so quick?
Yes, right away, because... Look, it's not that I want to leave you behind, it's just
It's all right, Dorothy.
We understand. They need you.
I'll miss you, you know. Really.
Liar.
Don't you start crying, you'll set me off. Come here, give me a hug. Lion, you be brave too, okay?
Dorothy, I accept your apology. You know, from back at the Witch's Castle, I'm sorry I was so...
Lion, now I am going to cry. Scarecrow?
I don't want you to go!
Scarecrow?
You're my first friend in the world, and now I have to rule the Emerald City, and I don't know how to do it. I need your help, and I can't do this on my own!
You have help? You have the Tin Woodman, and the Lion, and Glinda. They'll all help you. You'll be fine.
But I'll miss you.
I know, who wouldn't? And I'll miss you too. All of you. I can't tell you how much. All right. I'm ready now. So I just...
Tap your heels together 3 times and tell the shoes where you want to go.
Right. Goodbye, everyone. Don't forget me. Take me home to Aunt Em.
So that's it then. Dorothy's gone.
It's all over.
At last.
Dorothy will return one day. I am sure of this. It's far from being all over, my friends. This is only the beginning of something... marvelous.
Marvelous. Frickin' marvelous. Hardly anything left.
Henry!
House is gone. Probably in bits all over the county. Half the barn caved in. Stock's been lost.
I know.
The bank was barely going to help us before. They'll do nothing at all now.
Henry!
I mean, there's insurance, I guess, but who knows when they'll pay out.
Henry, stop!
Em?
She's not coming back, is she?
Oh, Em.
If she was, we'd have found her by now. She'd have wandered along going, tra-la-la-la, here I am. I'm not...
Don't do this to yourself.
She's gone, and you're going on and on about barns and stock and banks and...
Em, of course she's coming back. You've got to have hope. She'll find us. And when she does, we'll rebuild our house and everything will be wonderful. You'll see.
Wonderful? How can anything be wonderful again? Can you hear that?
It's just a dog, Em.
No, it's not. It's Toto!
Em, come on.
It's Toto, I tell you. It's...
Aunt Em! Uncle Henry! Aunt Em!
I don't believe it.
The shoes were gone. They fell off during the journey back, lost in the desert. But I didn't care. I was barefoot on the dusty dirt of Butterfield Road, but I didn't care. I was home, and there was my family. Sometimes your world changes in the space of a minute, a second, a moment, everything you knew blown away on a gust of wind. And it's in those moments you learn to really appreciate the world as it was, the world you've left behind. You can't always get that world back, and if you do, it's forever changed. Or you are. For better, for worse, who knows? I didn't know it then, and at that moment I didn't care. But even though I was back home in Kansas, nothing was ever going to be the same again.
Oh, Aunt Em, I'm so glad to be home again!
But I guess that's what happens when you find yourself in Oz. The Wonderful Wizard of Oz, written and directed by Aaron Toman, based on the book by L. Frank Baum. Starring Cara Denison as Dorothy, Aaron Toman as the Scarecrow, Scobie Parker as the Tin Woodman, and Tom Denham as the Lion, with David Nagel as Omby Amby, Michelle Drinnen as Jelaya Jam, Brett Underwood as Pharamond, Jackson Cohen as the Winged Monkey, Wendy Robinson as Glinda, Mitch Aiken as the Tiger, Scott R. Pollock as Uncle Henry, and K.C. Pollock as Aunt Em. Other roles played by members of the cast. Sound recording by Daniel Burnett. Sound design by David Nagel and Aaron Toman. Music by Tony Diana. Crossover Adventure Production.